Tugging at the hem of her miniskirt, Josie Jackson came the rest of the way into the noisy room. Seeing to the end of the bar was almost impossible in the near darkness, with blue-gray smoke clouding everything. But she finally spied a man, his back to her, sitting on the end bar stool, just where he was supposed to be. Brazen, she told herself, trying to get into the part she needed to play. Daring, sexy, confident. She'd scare the poor man to death, and he wouldn't be able to leave quick enough. Josie had chosen the busy singles meeting place, hoping that would end it right there. But he'd surprised her by agreeing with her choice. At least, her sister claimed he'd agreed. But her sister had also said he was perfect for her, which almost guaranteed Josie wouldn't like him. Susan had described him as responsible, mature, settled. Josie was so tired of her sister setting up blind dates, and she was even more fed up with the type of man her sister assumed she needed. Stuffy, too proper, and too concerned with appearances. Men who didn't want anything to do with romance or excitement. All they wanted was to find someone like them so they could marry and get on with their boring lives. She was 25 now and had spent most of her life working toward her goals, pleasing her sister with her dedication. Well, she'd reached those goals, so it was time for other things. Pastime. She deserved to have some fun. Bob Morrison may be interested in a nice little house in a nice little neighborhood with a nice little family, but Josie Jackson had other plans. And if the location for this meeting hadn't put him off, one look at her would. She sauntered toward him. There was a low whistle behind her, and she felt heat pulse in her cheeks. The next thing she felt, a bold hand patting her bottom, almost caused her to run back out again. Instead, she managed to glare at the offender and stay upright on her 3-inch heels. No small feat, given that she normally wore sturdy rubber-soled shoes. She could do this, she told herself. She could. All thought became suspended as the man turned to face her. Good heavens. Her breath caught somewhere in the region of her throat and refused to budge any further. She stared. Well, he certainly doesn't look stuffy, Josie girl. Not in those nice snug jeans and that black polo shirt. This can't be the right man. For once, he seemed too right, too masculine and attractive and sexy. Definitely sexy. Fate wouldn't be so cruel as to actually send her a gorgeous, stuffy man, would it?